الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Who is Imam Hussein? Why did he launch an uprising? It is narrated that after Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, returned to Medina from Karbala, maybe 10 or 11 months passed between the time his caravan left Medina and returned. A person visited him and said, "O son of the Messenger of Allah, you see, you went and what happened?" He was right, and the caravan had left while Imam Hussein, the bright son of Ahlul Bayt, so much loved by the Messenger of Allah, was among them, leading them. The daughter of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, had left while she was dignified and honored. The children of Imam Ali, Abbas and others, the children of Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, prominent and talented youth of Bani Hashim, and all left with this caravan. But the caravan returned with only one man, Imam Sajjad, with the women gone through sufferings of captivity and the loss of their loved ones. Imam Hussein, Ali Akbar, and even the baby were now gone. Imam Sajjad answered that man, stating, "Imagine what would have happened if we had not gone." Yes, if they had not gone, their bodies might have survived, but the truth would have died. The soul would have died out. Consciousness would have been shattered. Logic and reason would have been condemned throughout history. And even the name of Islam would not have remained.
Ana mazlum Hussein. Ana mazlum Hussein. Ana mazlum.
أنا لا تشان
Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, made the army of reason overcome the army of ignorance.
أنا لا تشان
أنا لا
Why did Imam Hussein take his family to Karbala? Why didn't he refuse to fight with several thousand fighters army of Yazid in spite of having only 72 people in his army? Why didn't he try other methods? Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, brought his dear ones to the desert of Karbala in order to clarify the truth. He knew what was going to happen. Yet he brought Zainab, his wives, his children, and his brothers with him. Like the day of Mubahileh, it was again a matter of clarifying the truth and promoting Islam in the real sense of the word. That shows the importance of promoting Islam. If someone comes across a ruthless sultan who mixed up halal with haram and breaks his promises to God, they deserve living with sultan in the hereafter. That is to say, when someone sees such a person, they should clarify the truth throughout their words and actions, just as Imam Hussein did. And he paid the price for it.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.